The John DeBella Podcast.
Have you ever heard of Big Charlie's Saloon?
No, I have not.
Big Charlie's Saloon is on 11th and McKean in South Philly.
Okay.
All right. And they are, believe it or not, they are...
Chief's Bar. Heard of this place, yes.
Right. Yeah. And they have been since the early 70s. I mean, it is known as Arrowhead East.
Yeah.
All right, and Big Charlie's has become ground zero in the neighborhood for Sunday's matchup between the Eagles and the Chiefs.
Yes,
so if you are a Chiefs fan, move. No, you always got Big Charlie's. And we, of course, need to medicate that.
1, 2, 3, 4. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
It's really so good.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
The late Dave Peverett from Foghat and, of course, from Savoy Brown, he was really the force behind them recording the Willie Dixon song, I Just Want to Make Love to You. And a lot of it had to do with growing up listening to Muddy Waters, a compilation that he had. But one night on stage, well, here's Dave.
When we were still with Savoy Brown, we ran out of encores one night, and we were jamming. I threw that song in, and we jammed around it. And then when we formed Foghat, we kept that in mind as being a good song to do. Dave Edmonds produced the original record. It got a great feel, great sound, a little bit of distortion, which doesn't hurt sometimes. It's a great song to do lyrically. Like most of Willie Dixon's songs, they're very simple but very effective.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Love is in the air. Yes, it's time for Valentine's Day Last Minute Man, because men tend to be very last minute when it comes to Valentine's Day. Let's see how that's working out for our players this morning. We've got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Where are you from, sir?
Satterton.
From Satterton. And Mark is on the line as well. How you doing, Mark?
Very well. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. I like that one. All right. Where are you from, Mark?
Palmyra, New Jersey.
Okay. Gentlemen, have you already taken care of Valentine's Day, or are you counting on us?
I'm counting on you.
Perfect. You're perfect for this game.
Half and half, because this Valentine's Day will be my wife's and my 25-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you both. All right. Now, gentlemen, you understand how this is going to work. We're going to ask you a multiple choice question, a direct question, and a fill-in-the-blank question. And if you are the first person who answers the most of those three correctly, you will walk away with not only candy for your lover, but we'll also give you a Steven Singer 24-carat gold dip rose and dinner for two at Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar. The brand new Harvest is in Collegeville in the Providence Town Center. So if you guys are ready, Jim, we will start out with you. You ready to go, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Then here we go.
All right, Jim. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a set of scales? Is it A, Libra, B, Aries, or C, Cancer?
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't hear you. Can I have that again, Jim?
B.
B, you're saying?
Yes.
B as in boy.
Yes.
No, I am sorry. It's A, Libra. Here's your next question.
What do you call a single diamond set alone in a ring?
Carrot. Yes.
No, that's a weight thing. Right? No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. It would be a solitaire.
Solitaire.
Yep. All right, last one. What's the difference between pantyhose and stockings?
Nothing.
What a great guy answer.
No, I'm sorry. Pantyhose are one piece. Stockings are usually thigh high and held up by a garter. All right, now, Mark, to celebrate your 25th anniversary.
Jim gave you a gift.
All right. Yeah. He's shopping at Jim today. All right. You just have to answer one multiple choice question. If you get this right, you have to answer one right. But if you get the first one right, we are done. Here comes your question.
All right, Mark. What is Chanel's most famous perfume? Is it A, Chanel number 5, B, Coco number 12, or C, Chanel number 6?
It's Chanel number 5.
I got to tell you something. I think you should send flowers to Jim to tell you the truth there, Mark.
Yeah, right.
Jim, yeah, Mark, rather, you have got dinner for two along with the Steven Singer Jewelry at Gold Rose and, of course, the candy all coming to you from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You are covered for Valentine's Day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all right.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK. This is my life and confession.
This is my life and confession. The Fesshole is a Twitter site that people, well, write their confessions in and talk about things that they've never admitted to anybody else. They stay anonymous, but they get it off their chest. And we'll start off with, what do you got, Steve?
I often wink at things I plan to eat later as I close the fridge door.
It's a mental case.
Yeah. Right. Coming for you, mac and cheese.
My school buddy died in a house fire decades after we left school. My school bully died in a house fire decades after we left school. Every year on the anniversary of my tormentor's demise, I go to the graveyard early before anyone else is there to dance and celebrate on his grave.
Wow.
My That's God. Vengeance.
My nosy bastard kids went snooping into our closet the other day, and now I have to fend off questions about why mommy has a nurse's costume and a cheerleader's outfit. Good for you guys.
These are from the Fesshole. I once tried to DM a photo of my butt to a guy on Instagram, and I accidentally shared it to the main page. I didn't realize it until a few minutes later when one of my colleagues asked me why I posted a picture of my butthole on the page.
Wow.
Oh, brother.
I got so annoyed at this hipster coffee shop today when I ordered a large coffee and the barista told me they only serve small or medium. Surely, if you're only serving two sizes, it's small or large. Medium is the middle option. That is a righteous confession.
That is
good for him.
Sure. My dad gives my 4-year-old daughter $20 every time she visits him. She prefers silver coins, so I give her whichever ones I have for as a trade.
I have 3 cats, and sometimes I pretend to have a heart attack and collapse in a heap on the floor, motionless to see how they'd react, and they don't care. Not a bit. Ever.
Ever. And lastly this morning, my husband started blaring music on Alexa this morning at 5 a.m. while I was still sleeping, and he was unapologetic. So after I left for work, I told Alexa to set her alarm for 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. I'm going out of town for the weekend. And there are today's Best Hole Confessions. This is my life.
John DeBella Show, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.